This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Certainly for some, Alex Jones can be scary and abrasive.
Never defeat the human spirit! No!
But if you can get through all that to explore what he has been saying, to see for yourself what it is that the establishment wants to hide from you, then the information you find could be life-changing. He predicted 9/11.
And if there was an outside threat like a Bin Laden, who was a known CIA asset in the 80s, he's the boogeyman they need. This Orwellian phony system.
He exposed the cremation of care ceremony at Bohemian Grove.
Babylon, Mr. Religion, ceremony.
He educated us about the relationship between the Third Reich and modern globalism.
Prison planet dominated by a ruthless gang of control freaks.
He helped reveal the so-called Bilderberg Group at all.
And most of you are a bunch of stinking parasites!
He was the loudest voice reporting on the union between the communist Chinese and Silicon Valley. They falsely edit him. They lie about his reporting of Sandy Hook. They lie that he pushed a child down in a viral video. And now he is being deplatformed by Facebook, Apple, and Google. Private companies are being harassed and encouraged to stop doing business with him.
And then we get hit and say, you no longer use our software.
YouTubers are being censored for talking about him.
We just got taken down by YouTube. They just killed our stream.
Really?
Yep.
And some Americans are actually celebrating this. This is America in 2018. Will you sit by and allow liberty and freedom to be taken away right before your eyes? Will you do nothing while history is being recorded? Will you sit and do nothing? Or will you do your own research, discover the truth, and stand for freedom?
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are now 3 hours and 3 minutes into the global 50-hour emergency transmission. David Knight just finished up, doing a great job like he does every weekday morning. We're so glad he got better from that heart attack and is back stronger than ever. That happens a lot when you've got major blockages and don't know it. Tough cookie. Back in the saddle, more powerful. Powerful Jedi. More powerful than ever in the fight for liberty. And then, of course, I'm here. Then you've got Owen Schroyer and a bunch of special guest hosts, a bunch of big surprises, a huge raft of individuals as we make it the focal point. Stop the bias. Stop the censorship. Stop the election meddling. Stop the racketeering. Stop the big multinational cartels working together to censor. It's only getting worse. As they move against the Second Amendment, they're moving against the First Amendment because they can't beat us politically and culturally and spiritually and economically. So it's all coming up. Huge broadcast. I'll tell you all about it when we come back in 60 seconds. But whatever you do, please go to NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com and take the live page we put up
for the 50-hour broadcast and send it out to everybody you know. Save the First Amendment. Stop big tech censorship. 50-hour emergency broadcast. The page is now live on the front page of InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Only you can get past the censors. Only you can defeat the globalists. You are the resistance. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, it's undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Thursday, March 21st, 2019, and we have kicked off the 50-hour broadcast that's running until 10 a.m. Saturday. I want to thank you all for joining us. I want to thank the crew for the great job they're doing. We are posting a list, but more is being added all the time, to InfoWars.com/show and to an article posting on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com about all the huge guests and special announcements and big things that are going to be happening. As we make the attack on the First Amendment here, free speech worldwide, by multinational corporations and governments center stage, and really document the censorship and control that we've seen, but also develop plans to counteract it, including demonstrations at big tech headquarters, not just going to Congress when they have committee hearings. I intend to continue doing that as well, but taking action and pushing Congress to take action and getting legislation written, which I've done, and delivered to the president. Oh, there's a reason they want us off air. So we're going to let everybody in on the next phase of the information war here. Because, again, if we don't have the First Amendment, they're going to get the Second Amendment and everything else. And you notice in Australia and New Zealand, they're passing draconian gun control laws, even though you have to jump through all these hoops, get special licenses to get semi-automatic. This guy had his illegally. He wasn't even in the country. With the proper visa is coming out, how is he able to do it? But no one discusses that. No, they just say, oh, we're going to take all the guns now. Oh, and DrudgeReport.com linked to a Zero Hedge article that we posted yesterday. And I changed the Zero Hedge headline, basically dealing with the fact that the final level of censorship is here, the banning of URLs. Well, Drudge properly changed my headline and said the next level is here. And I got to thinking, well, yeah, they'll start actually banning IP addresses next, and then they'll just physically arrest you like they're already doing in many areas of Europe if you criticize radical Islam or your children being groomed and sexualized by the LGBTP community. So Drudge is right. So I had the headline changed on that viral article that's from ZeroHedge.com and InfoWars.com. I had it changed to the next level is here. That's right. Because I started thinking, wait, Drudge changed the headline. It's next level. It's not final level. There's a whole bunch more levels to this. So there you go. And that adds to all these new articles that are on InfoWars.com that update you on the latest developments. They're not just banning Zero Hedge, the big telecoms, all three of them working in tandem in a concerted synchronicity and a synchronized attack pattern,
but now they're banning a whole bunch of others. Australian ISPs ban LiveLeak, but not Facebook and Twitter over shooting video, even though LiveLeak took it down as well. In fact, it wasn't even the place it was premiered. But, oh, you see, LiveLeak's not part of the big tech monopoly. Just like Andrew Torba and Gab got blamed because the monster that went into the synagogue last year and killed a bunch of people said 4 minutes before, "I'm going in." Wow. So on a message board, he's going in. It's his fault. Not Gab. It's the killer's fault. Gab, you're able to have a message board. It's like a telephone. It's like if I called somebody and said, "I'm going to go in and kill some people," hypothetically, is AT&T or Apple phone or Droid, are they to blame? I mean, this is just incredible how you can see the Zapruder film of Kennedy getting killed. You can watch all the PBS documentaries of the Jews being marched into pits and shot in the back of the head. It's horrible. But it's on TV for a reason, because viewer discretion advised, but this is what goes on. Now, am I saying put it everywhere? No, we made the decision not to post it on our servers. We showed blurred footage of him going in and didn't show the people being killed. CNN and others did the first few days show that with it blurred. But they're okay, you see. No, several YouTube channels that aren't ours but were posting our material were banned. And they said, because Jones said no one died, and Jones said that people should be able to air the video, and he aired it. And that's not true. We did show still shots and short clips of the gun and the writing on it and his manifesto, just like the media did. But see, we're the bad people in this new class structure where corporate media is above the law. They do whatever they want. Here's an example. As a gimmick, almost everyone you see now on CNN and MSNBC says the S word constantly. And they never have an FCC issue, even though they are on a lot of broadcast stations. Not just cable. No one would even think, whoa, FCC, that's CNN. I mean, they're allowed to say Trump's full of you-know-what. They're, and I don't want to use cuss words here. The point is, I'm on AM and FM radio, I'm on UHF, VHF TV, and cable stations, and we don't do that. But every once in a while, once a year, if somebody slips through on the delay and we don't catch a cuss word, stations call up and get mad at us. That's fine. But CNN is saying it every day, all these cuss words, but oh, they're God. Broadcast TV shows have cuss words on them. And the FCC does nothing. Nothing. Like you see NFL games and people are cussing everywhere. All I'm saying is, where's this idea that if you're conservative, if you're a nationalist, if you're a Christian, if you're a libertarian, if you believe in free market capitalism, and then you simply show videos that are being shot in public schools of small children having semi-naked men spread their legs in front of children's faces, and stations complain. And I understand it's obscene, but it's being shown to children. See how that works? How are we supposed to stop it if we don't show audiences? In fact, here's the latest one. This is being glorified by Facebook, and now this video of a man as a drag queen getting on a table like a topless dancer and spreading his legs in front of the kids. It's all sexual grooming. I'm telling the kids, shake your booty. Shake your booty. And the woman gets up on her table, spreads her legs. It's a man. This is adult entertainment. But what do predators do? They target children. And it's all a coming out, not just here, but in Europe, targeting children. And that's not even the super obscene stuff that, should we show it all? I mean, yeah, there's a 400-pound black guy dressed in a dress, shaking his butt in kids' faces, saying, shake your booty. You know what the stations complain about, and they're right, but it's what small children are showing. We're not going to show it. What they do is they now have the men show up at these events, city-sponsored here in Austin, with glitter on their genitals, no clothes. Glitter on their genitals. Glitter on their genitals. And that's it. And they go, oh, I'm wearing something. And the little kids pose with full-grown men who are naked. And I shouldn't show it to you at 11:14 Central Time on TV stations. I agree. It's not suitable for television. I cannot show you this. I've shown it on air, and that station's complained. And we go to these events, and these are things that adults are shaken by. And we cannot show you, but children are shown it. And obviously somebody in the control room thinks people should see it. No, we're not going to show it. These are our children we're talking about. But I'm digressing. When we come back, there is so much to cover, so much to break down on so many fronts. I don't even know where to start with the geopolitical developments, the economy developments, Mueller's report set to come out, so much more. This is one broadcast you're not going to want to miss, and it's going for 50.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We're all living in America, America, it's wunderbar. We're all living in America, America, America. We're all living in America.
You found it, America. The undisputed number one alternative pro-America, pro-liberty broadcast in the world. And hell, some weeks we've been the number one show in the world, number one podcast, number one broadcast, period. And that's why the enemy is trying to censor us and suppress us, because they know that freedom is popular. I am Alex Jones, your host. By the way, if you're a TV viewer or you're like, why does he always say I'm Alex Jones coming in to a break? Radio stations want that. They need that. That's how people fill out the ratings. That's how that's basically determined for radio. That's why I'm always telling you I'm Alex Jones. It's not an egomaniac thing we're doing. It is required for talk radio, period. Rule number one, identify the program. Rule number one for local stations, identify their call letters and their number. And if they're talk radio or they're rock and roll or they're Christian or they're Spanish, whatever it is. Just throwing that out there. So I saw some comment on YouTube. It's funny. Jones is always saying, I'm Alex Jones. I'm Alex Jones. I'm Alex Jones. Yes, I'm Alex Jones. And quite frankly, I'm proud of what we've done together. You, the audience, are the InfoWar. I'm not just saying that. All right, let me shift gears back into what I think is pretty much the top story right now. And that's the gun control and the attack on free speech expanding out of the epicenter in New Zealand. We're not even a week after the tragic event. We're right at a week. And I've had scores of newspapers call. You've seen them intensify censorship against us, saying Alex Jones says nobody died. Well, I didn't say that. But if I wanted to say that, that's my right. And if people don't want to tune into it, the show would go away. But I didn't say that. And Rush Limbaugh came out and said what I said. The manifesto says he's an eco-fascist that wants to depopulate the world. He wants to reduce world population. He's trying to get blacks and whites and others to kill each other. That's a classic divide and conquer, Charlie Manson-style, helter-skelter false flag. When you go and kill people to get other groups fighting and killing each other, that's one of the forms of classic false flag. People think of a classic false flag as you totally stage everything and blame it on another group. Well, you can also go kill a bunch of real people to then also trigger something. And so that's a fact. And that's what's in his manifesto. But the left doesn't want us on air pointing that out. So they just say, oh, well, first he said nobody died at Parkland. Didn't say that. Now he says nobody died there. And I'm not making the story about me. It's been made about myself. And then once that precedent is set to restrict InfoWars, well, next it's Jordan Peterson. New Zealand just banned his 12 Steps book. They just banned his book, but my struggle, Mein Kampf, is still sold. And I think Mein Kampf should be sold. You should be able to read what Joe Stalin said. You should be able to read what Hitler said. I'll never forget, in high school, I went to buy a copy of My Struggle. Well, I was at the bookstore and I saw it, a big orange covered one. Never saw that again. And I bought it and the lady thought I was she was, are you a Nazi? And I said, I forget, it was back when they had those little bookstores at the mall. I said, ma'am, are you a Nazi? She was, well, why do you ask? I said, you're selling it. I mean, is the person selling Mein Kampf a bigger Nazi than the guy buying it? But see, she was projecting onto me because back then I had blonde hair. And I was, you know, in good shape. And I guess it did look like something out of an SS breeding program was there buying Mein Kampf. So I could see why she was projecting her idiocy onto me. I wanted to hear what Hitler actually had to say. That was a very badly written book and was not that interesting and a bunch of crap. But regardless, Jordan Peterson, the story's up on InfoWars.com by Paul Joseph Watson. His book is banned in the wake of New Zealand shooting. What does it even have to do with that? He's more of kind of a, almost like a leftist, nationalist, conservative, pro-male guy. He's very well-spoken. He makes a lot of great points, some of which I don't agree with. I think the way the system's promoted him is a little bit creepy. But now you notice they're calling in mainline news for Ben Shapiro to be banned off the internet, deplatformed. And now they want Jordan Peterson. They're never going to stop. Because for authoritarians, they want to be the only ones on air. If they got all conservatives or nationalists or libertarians off the air, if they were able to do that, they would then start taking each other off the air because it's still competition. And again, that's not my opinion. If you study Eastern Germany under the Russians and under the Stasi, there was one movie production company, one theater production company, one vacation company, one power company, one clothing company. And it was all run by czars who were incredibly rich and powerful, kingpins. And everyone had to fight and die, you know, who wanted to be in the arts. And then you had to get your books approved, your essays approved. And it was a nightmare situation. A nightmare situation. And what they're building here is far, far worse. So they want to take their competition off, and then they want to start taking each other off, as you've seen the left actually eating its own. It's a very dangerous paradigm. So when we come back, I'm going to get more into this, because they're using New Zealand because they can create a consensus to take guns and take speech and say, look, New Zealand did it, we should do it. So it's even more suspicious. He got the guns in there. He admits he's a leftist. He wants to depopulate people. He wants to cause this global revolution. And now the media is following his directives lockstep and trying to foment race war and trying to get the guns and trying to create the consensus out of the situation in New Zealand. So the thing really does stink to high heaven. Oh, but don't question crimes in America like the O.J. Simpson. There was all sorts of people questioning who really did that. That's how he got off. I mean, that's an Americana thing to question. But don't you do that. Don't you do that. That's the dirtiest, worst thing you could ever do. It's amazing. We're going to go to break. We're running huge specials that are going to have to end this weekend, a lot of them, because a lot of the great products at InfoWarsStore.com are unfortunately set to sell out. But we're running hourly specials that are the biggest specials in our history. Store-wide free shipping, 50% off. Store-wide free shipping, 50% off. Double Patriot points. 10% off additionally when you sign up for auto ship. These are unprecedented deals. But every hour we have a special we run for only that hour where there's an additional discount. X2, back in stock. Thought we couldn't get it. The best iodine, cleanest atomic out there. Amazing. X2 is 55% off, 98% review of that on Power Reviews out of thousands and thousands. Can you blow that up on screen? Is that 8,000 plus reviews? 8,100 plus reviews? I mean, that is incredible. Okay, my eyes aren't as easy to be. 6,193 reviews. 4.9 stars, 98%, back in stock, 55% off, and free shipping. Sign up for auto ship, and you get an additional 10% off. And we've got double Patriot points as well. I almost forgot. Huge specials. Take advantage of them. Support the InfoWar. I want to thank you all for your support. We'll be right back. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions nothing and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that's undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
A second U.S. jury has found that Roundup weed killer causes cancer. They always knew that. Also, not a good situation. Trump denounces TSA child grope video. Well, let's not blame the TSA agents. Let's blame Congress and these laws. Leave the borders open, let jihadis in, and then grope little kids. But the president's right to decry it. That's an InfoWars.com story. We have that video coming up next hour. Also, young people on amphetamines for ADHD have twice the psychosis and psychotic break risk compared to other stimulants, study says. Oh, wow, we told you that 20 years ago. Huh. You mean amphetamines makes people go schizo? Wow, I didn't know that. Remember they made fun of me years ago saying Soros-funded weaponized marijuana being legalized and that it causes psychosis and schizophrenia. Now a whole bunch of studies are out that schizophrenia is just off the charts because of weaponized marijuana. I'm a pro-legalization dude. I don't smoke marijuana often myself. Only when I'm on the Joe Rogan podcast, it's a rite of passage, I guess. But because it makes me paranoid. People smoking this weaponized marijuana that I've known have turned into schizophrenic lunatics. I have known people that were completely normal, held down jobs, had good lives, and they started smoking weaponized marijuana and started thinking space aliens were in their attic. Okay, so there's big studies on that. I'm going to get to that next hour as well. Venezuelan forces detain key aide to the opposition leader. Things are really heating up there. There's so much we're going to be breaking down. We've got a bunch of other big guests lined up today. But I saw this video. It's gone viral, millions of views on YouTube and Facebook and everywhere else. And the research was so good, I actually knew a lot of the research, but I actually learned something from it. The brains behind AOC. That's right, Alexandria Cortez. Who's really behind her? Well, the popular pundit, Mr. Reagan, on YouTube, Mr. Reagan, breaks it all down. You know, the $18 million she raised, the million she kept, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Yeah, she's an idiot. But who's behind her? Mr. Reagan is a Christian conservative from Oregon with a totally unremarkable past. He moved to L.A. to try to succeed as a scriptwriter but failed miserably. He now has a popular YouTube channel with millions of views. And what he is an average guy that did research. And you can go verify the stuff yourself, but it's still shocking. He lays it out in an amazing fashion. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Reagan.
Thank you.
Well, let's just get into AOC, because we all think she's an idiot, but to the average leftist Beto supporter or whatever, Beto supporter or AOC supporter, I mean, they really like what they hear.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she is completely unqualified for the position that she has, but she is charismatic. I mean, the people who like her love her, right? So she's the perfect mouthpiece for this group, the Justice Democrats, and for this guy, Saikat Chakrabarty, and his friends.
So watching your video, you lay it all out, but basically she's a cutout for these powerful politicos. Lay it out for folks.
Well, it's more than just Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. So there was a group called Brand New Congress, right? And I've learned a lot more since I put out the video, and I'm going to put out another video tomorrow, and this video is going to reveal a lot more. It's a lot bigger than I originally thought. But their idea is to replace all the Democrats in Congress with their own what they call progressives, which is a code word for socialists, Marxists, right? So they want to put in these really far left, you know, hardcore socialist types all through Congress to replace all the what they call establishment Democrats with these progressives. But really, I think they want to control a lot of these people. I've talked to some of the people that are close to the campaign, and this is one of the things I'm going to reveal in the next video. They are not looking for people who are independent-minded. They're not looking for representatives of the constituencies that are voting for these congresspeople. They are looking for people who will simply parrot their platform, right? They want people who are so in line with what they're thinking or who are so malleable. Like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I don't think she ever knew enough about politics to contest anything that they tell her to say, right? She just doesn't have the knowledge or the experience to be able to say, well, no, I don't actually agree with you guys. I'm going to go my own way.
And I should add, you've been not just doing internet research. You've been actually reaching out, contacting sources around her and confirming what I've confirmed about Beto O'Rourke. He's super stupid. I actually believe he's a messiah, is told everything that he's supposed to say, but he is a perfect vessel, a shallow husk that just repeats what he's told.
That's interesting that you say that, because I may or may not have found a link between one of the presidential candidates and this group, the Justice Democrats, and it may or may not be Beto O'Rourke. I'm kind of keeping that stuff close to the vest, but that's you're onto something there, I think.
But I think you're onto it. They're coming up with a totally mindless puppet that these corporate globalists can control, and so this is the next wave. This is the future.
Yeah, I mean, for sure there is a connection to Soros here. A lot of people dismiss the Soros thing as conspiracy theory stuff, but I would say, okay, when I originally came up with a video, I said Cenk Uygur is like the brains behind AOC, right? He's like the mastermind. That was a mistake. That was not accurate. Okay. Saikat Chakrabarty is sort of her controller. He's the one that is her currently her chief of staff and was her campaign manager. But he actually answers to somebody else. And I'm going to go ahead and give you this information, but this is something that's going to be in the video tomorrow. The main guy, the main brains behind the whole thing, the mastermind, is Zach Exley. Right? Zach Exley is the guy. He kind of came up with this concept of the brand new Congress replacing Congress a while back. And it's a much bigger plan than has been laid out so far. They've sort of just – basically what we've seen is the pilot program, right? The bigger program is yet to come, and I'm going to lay it all out in my next video.
Wow. That's my research, is they want, quote, all these new young people, all this new, quote, feminist movement as well that goes with it, and then kind of have a whole pop culture built around it.
Yeah, that's the guy. You've got him right there. It's not just the fact that they're young. I mean, these people are straight up neo-Marxists. And what I mean by neo-Marxist is that they buy whole hog into the idea of socialism, into like Soviet Union style socialism. You know, they want this to be Venezuela.
Sure. This is the Weatherman. This is the Weatherman 2.0.
What's the Weatherman?
I mean, you know, back then the communists were violent, wanted to overthrow. Now they're just trying to get elected.
Right. I mean, he says in a video, he says, look, you know, we've got this beautiful democratic system. Let's use the democratic system that we have to elect officials so that we can take over the government. That's an actual statement. I'm going to play the audio on my video so everybody can hear it. It's not like I'm not just making this stuff up out of thin air. This is all documented. He does a ton of interviews.
Tell us about, because I've only seen Zach actually a couple times, but I knew he was involved. And from your research, you believe he's her main handler and kind of beta testing with her. Tell us about Zach Exley.
Well, Zach Exley is an interesting character. He grew up, I think, in Connecticut. You know, fairly well-off family, and his parents were strong atheists. So he grew up this very strong, hard left atheist, basically taught to distrust and hate Christians, thinking Christians are psychopaths who believe, you know, who are all racist, homophobic, you know, sexist, you know, degenerates. And then he met his wife, I think in 2003 or something, they got married, and she was a Christian. And so she took him to church, and he wanted to go to church because he wanted to see this phenomenon of all these crazy people. I mean, that's really why he wanted to go. But what he found was he ended up going to like a very far left church, and he ended up becoming a Christian. And this is something I'm not even going to talk about in the video, but he became this like far left. So he didn't really change his ideology. He didn't say, okay, because of Christ and Christianity, I'm going to change.
No, he's an ecumenicalist now, liberation theology. He's going to use it to create a leftist religion.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He kind of does the same thing the terrorists do. He kind of invokes the Bible to justify what he's doing as opposed to...
Yeah, and if you track him, you're going to find Carnegie Endowment, Ford Foundation. It's liberation theology. It's all been cooked up by a certain three-letter agency. We'll be right back with Mr. Reagan and his great expose of AOC and more. Stay with us.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You know, it's sad that we see massive draconian censorship against nationalist conservatives, Christians, and others because we're so popular. But as they ban more of us, just more people come forward because they're standing up for their families and are just as well-spoken or more well-spoken than those of us that get banned many places. And so the depth of our chart, this is a football game, is getting very, very deep and very, very good. Meanwhile, you go to a leftist rally, I don't take pleasure in how dumbed down they are, how cult-like they are, how stupid they are. There's the videos on InfoWars.com that Caitlin Bennett shot, and they're like, one's 12 minutes, one's 15 minutes, and they're unedited, other than in between the people. And she'll talk to 30 people who support Beto O'Rourke, but don't know what his real name is, or who physically attack her. And it's just, they're invincibly ignorant. We're going to go back to Mr. Reagan here in a moment, who has, from his own research, ferreted out who's handling her, who's manipulating her. We know Beto O'Rourke, number one funder of his foundations that Soros funds. Same thing with her, but what's the new ideology, the new variant of leftist garbage? With national polls, 44 to about 55% of leftists out there actually... millennials, 44 to 55%, say they're socialist or communist. That's just horrifying.
Yeah, well, you know, I was saying before, it's not just a socialist. It's neo-Marxism, right? Neo-Marxism doesn't just take in this socialist communist idea, which is, to me, completely mental.
It's not just economic. It's totally social, where you play everybody off against each other.
That's right. So they're bringing in this extra, this added delusion of, you know, oppression and oppressor, right? So they say these are the oppressed people, and they're the good victims, right? And these are the oppressors, and they're evil, right? And you should hate them, and you should love these people, and that's their platform, right? And that's Exley's platform, that's Saikat Chakrabarty's platform, that's AOC's platform, that's Beto's platform, and it's mental, because some of these guys are straight white Christian men. And they're saying straight white Christian men are evil.
In you fact, know, that's the litmus test. Beto this week said, white men are bad. I'm sorry, I'm bad.
I don't get that. I mean, I don't get that. Like, how that's clearly bigotry. I mean, that's exactly, it's exactly what we've been fighting.
It's a 180, the opposite of Martin Luther King's Veritas.
Yeah, and Lincoln. I mean, we free the slaves. We're trying to create civil rights in America. And then people turn around and say, actually, white people are evil. Actually, men are all.
And as you know, up until the Civil War, only 2% of people had slaves. And most whites' ancestors came here after the Civil War, had nothing to do with slavery. I mean, it's just.
My family came here after the Civil War. Yeah. Yeah. And I also say, look, people often talk about reparations, right? People often talk about reparations. I say this. What about the reparations that were paid in blood by the men who died for the freedom of the slaves in the Civil War?
You're absolutely right. But what's crazy is it was the Democrats who blocked reparations at the time when the Republicans wanted a couple hundred acres and three mules and, and you know, and $50, $100. It was all debated. The Democrats finally settled on 40 acres and a mule, but then they tried to block that in the South. And I'm not bashing the South.
Back.
It's just it was the Democrats blocked original reparations directly to slaves. You're going to have it. Hey, you've been a slave. Here's a future. Here's some land. You're a farmer. You don't know anything else to do. You know, get on your feet. Here's a farm. No, the Democrats blocked it.
You know your history, my friend.
Well, I don't mean to rant. I've got you here to talk about AOC. So how is it going for them? Because no matter how dumb they are and how corrupt, they get more and more popular with liberals, but unpopular with conservatives. So how is this move to communism and socialism and cultural Marxism going right now in the country?
Well, you know, they just did a poll with AOC, and she polled relatively poorly. But, of course, the mainstream media doesn't want to report that. But they kind of have to, right? That's news. That's news. So,
well, 37% still too high.
It absolutely is still too high. But she's a very charismatic person, right? I mean, this is the kind of concept of the left and of socialism. You want a charismatic leader at the top, inspiring people to believe delusions, right?
That's it.
I mean, people will believe stuff if you have somebody that's charismatic enough telling them.
So she's selling the Kool-Aid at the Jim Jones compound.
That's right. And actually, I think it was Lenin that said, if you say a lie often enough, it becomes the truth.
So right? What do you think's in AOC's future? Because I agree the think tanks and the leftist groups, they're all pushing people like her. And she's the beta test. But the Democratic Party thinks she's hurting them. And there's some talk about them jettisoning her. But Dinesh D'Souza went to prison for 9 months for a $20,000 campaign contribution. He didn't fill out paperwork. Yep. She's kept over $1 million. What do you think's going to happen there?
Well, you know, from the research that I've done, and I can't prove this, so this is all speculation, this is all preliminary research, stuff that people have told me and stuff that seems to be true from what I've seen. This is all Exley. Exley's been doing this for a while now. He's run several campaigns before this, you know, brand new Congress, Justice Democrats thing. And this sort of shell game of moving money around to different PACs and stuff like that, that's his thing, right? He developed this technique to essentially, I think, hide money so it doesn't have to be reported. So I think that if the people investigating this look more at him, and there's the name of one of the PACs that I was given as a tip, and I can't research this stuff because I'm not an actual reporter.
Let's admit he's involved, and they raised $18 million, and she pocketed, a million's disappeared at least.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're going to find some nefarious stuff. Who's going to get in trouble for that? I don't know. It almost certainly won't be Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, because I don't think she knows anything that's going on.
Well,
again,
sure.
I think she's just a puppet.
Well, that's like Bernie Sanders, his wife swindling at university. He's got three $1 million houses. He drives $109,000 cars. And the thing is, it's okay if he hadn't stolen the money. He's never had a real job in his life. These Democrats, just like you see in Venezuela, these socialists always live like kings, but they're telling everybody else that they, you know, should be poor.
Yeah, I was on another radio show, and I said, look, they're practicing socialism now. That you're calling it hypocrisy, but this is socialism. I mean, socialism is you've got this very thin layer of super rich at the top, and then everybody else is dirt poor, right? And so the concept of, like, these elites, you know, encouraging the people at, like, say, Occupy Wall Street who are living in tents and, you know, absolutely filthy, but then these elites on the top are going and staying in these elite hotels, well, that's, you know, that is socialism. Right. And people don't realize. They think, oh, it's going to raise up the, you know, black people and women and gay people. No, it isn't.
It's all about divide and conquer. We're going to go to break. I want to do 5 more minutes with you and get more tips on what, because you're being polite. You're being nice and saying, you know, I'm not a journalist, but you put together a lot of the research. You've gone public.
Yeah.
Now you're getting more contacts. I've seen your video. And what you talk about it is documented. And it's good to know you're out there. But I want to ask you. How you think we go on the offense against this when we come back in just 2 minutes.
Okay.
Folks, we are 4 hours in, basically, to the 50-hour special transmission. David Knight came on at 8 a.m. I'm 55 minutes into this broadcast. We've got a bunch of other big guests today. And this is the Save the First Amendment, Stop Big Tech, Stop the Bias 50-hour broadcast. We've got everybody from Laura Loomer to Tommy Robinson joining us. I believe Joe said he could do it. But Joe is famously busy. Joe Rogan, I believe, will be in studio tomorrow at around 2 o'clock. Okay, but regardless, I'm going to interview with him. He's coming to town. And there's a bunch of other surprise guests. I'm going to leave it at that. From now right through Saturday morning, 10 a.m., focal point on free speech and a focal point on what we're fighting and what the stakes are. Please don't forget, store-wide free shipping right now, 50% off all the supplements, and a bunch of other specials. But each hour, we will have one of our best-selling products at 55% off, and there's double Patriot points, and if you sign up for AutoShip, you cancel any time for free, you get an additional 10% off. It just goes on and on and on and on from there. InfoWarsStore.com. Halogens. There's a lot of bad halogens. Iodine's the good halogen. Most of the iodine out there is a bunch of bound garbage. If you don't have oxygen, if you don't have vitamin C, if you don't have water, you die. If you don't have iodine, finale. Takes a few months, but that's it. It's over. But most iodine's out of the soil or it's bound. You don't absorb it. Research iodine deficiencies and loss of brain power, lower IQ, you name it. Research iodine additives to your life, everything. Stamina, libido, your hormones are based on it. It's so important. X2, we thought we couldn't get it anymore. The deep earth crystal, it's here. X3 is excellent as well. It's a different type of deep earth crystal, similar, but because it's a different supplier, we've got to say it's a different formula. So I added the other two types. I think it's just as good. But the point is, X2 is what you want. X2 is available. 55% off. Fluoride-free toothpaste, Super Blue, 4 to 5 colloidal silver iodine. Super Blue right now is our best-selling product, especially when it's 50% off. A bunch of stuff is selling out as well. We'll have this store-wide free shipping, 50% off, go as long as we can until a lot of these items sell out. But each hour, there's a special at 55% off. So take advantage of X2 and help fund the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. Mr. Reagan, with his great reports on AOC, tells us how to fight back straight ahead.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.